Hi, it's Abby Smith with you. The federal court has ruled a 2-year-old Tamil girl whose family is fighting to stay in Australia wasn't given procedural fairness in making a visa application. The Queensland family has spent more than a year on Christmas Island while fighting deportation to Sri Lanka. Family friend Angela Fredericks telling the ABC it's a good day for the family.
I have. So Priya, her words were, it's a happy day today. You could hear the smile on her face, and they're definitely feeling some relief today.
Over 1 million Aussies are predicted to be unemployed in the coming months, but once again, one of our federal politicians has been asked if it's fair they continue with the same wage. Deputy PM Michael McCormack says pay cuts aren't on the table.
Well, it's something that both the Prime Minister and the opposition leader have both addressed. It's not under consideration at the moment. What I can say is that the wages have been frozen. There was due to be an increase, and that is not going to occur, and that's a good thing.
We could be forced to download the COVID-19 tracking app to get out of lockdown. We're being told 40% of us need to download the Trace Together app for restrictions to be lifted. But PM Scott Morrison has refused to rule out making it compulsory if that doesn't happen.
I know this would be something they might normally do at an ordinary time, but this is not an ordinary time. And if you download this app, you'll be helping save someone else's life.
And researchers are confident one of the world's rarest owl species has a chance at survival. For the first time in nearly a decade, a pair of Norfolk Island moorpark owl chicks have been discovered. There's only around 50 left on Earth.